How did you hit upon this topic?
We read an article in the New York Times about the town of Medora and the high school basketball team there, the Medora Hornets. And, you know, it kind of described a town whose factories have shut down and things have gotten pretty dire, and a basketball team who hadn't won in years or had won a handful of games in the past few years. And Andrew and I are from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we thought, well, let's drive down there and check this out. So we drove down the next day, went to Medora High School basketball practice, and just walked around the town, and it was so eerie and still. I mean, this is a town of 2,000 people years ago, now less than 500. And we just kind of looked at each other and we said, this is a film we were born to make. What an important story to tell about small town America and also about a basketball team trying to win its first game.
First game in how long?
A year, basically. They had a losing streak that was pretty epic. We wanted somehow to have the basketball team be a central metaphor for the town and what happened to the town. So that was our goal. And what better way to do it than to show the experience through four boys' eyes?
We lived in the town or close to the town for about 8 months. And then for the next year, we continued to go back every couple of months and just film some more. I mean, we just kind of fell in love with the kids that we spent time with, their families. You know, the more we got to know the people there, the more open and generous they were in sharing their stories with us. So when you see the film, you know, you see these really raw, intense, and personal moments. And I think we got those moments on film because we were there every day filming with the kids, filming with their families in their homes. And so, you know, when these important moments happened in their lives, we were there to cover them.
Altogether, it was just over 600 hours of footage. And so, you know, 20 basketball games, hundreds of interviews, and then lots of footage just hanging out with the kids. You know, we really wanted those fly-on-the-wall moments, those verite moments.
How do you go about wading through all that footage and winnowing it down to even a rough cut?
I think one of the things we wanted to do was to tell kids stories that had different stories. So we wanted to tell a variety of stories. Also, we wanted to fit inside the theme of what's happening in small towns. So we wanted the kids' stories to reflect the experiences of what kids are going through in that town. A lot of the time, it was just the kids that were most willing to open up to us. And so the kids that we spent the most time with, those are the kids whose stories we really got to explore more.
You guys are credited as co-directors. What challenges do you face as co-directors? How do you divide the labor?
It was amazing being down there with Andrew, because so often when you're working on a project, you've probably experienced this yourself where you're like, I wish there was two of me, because if there was two of me, I could get all this done. Well, there was two of me essentially, because, you know, Andrew and I have such similar perspectives. We had such similar ideas about the kind of film we hoped to make. And every night we kind of assigned ourselves different players. So I spent a lot of time with Dylan McSolley and Rusty Rogers. Andrew spent the most time with Chaz Cowles and Robbie Armstrong. And then we had other friends who were also in Medora with us who were following other players on the team. But at the end of the night, we'd come back with all the footage we'd shot. We'd compare notes, show it to each other, and just talk about these kids' lives and you know, how their lives were progressing and you know, how to keep approaching their stories.
It was funny. Our hotel room, have you ever seen The Wire? Mm-hmm. They have the war room with all the pictures and all this. You know, it was kind of like that in our room. It looked almost like something out of like A Beautiful Mind or something like that. So we'd have all these notes and you know, this chalkboard of what storylines we're doing. But that was the fun part for me, is experience going through this with somebody, with a friend. You know, Davey and I have known each other forever. So being able to, you know, not only bounce ideas off each other, because so many, you know, I've been doing film for almost 10 years now. So much of the time you're stuck in your own head and you're trying to figure things out. So instead of asking yourself, I could ask Davey, who, you know, is a extremely gifted storyteller, as people know from his previous work. But also going through the experience with a friend and being able to enjoy the experience, especially now that the film's come out. It's been really enjoyable to share it with someone.
You guys are probably best known for the Found magazine project, but have worked on numerous documentaries, each of you, and other side projects. What commonalities do you find between Found magazine and this kind of storytelling?
Found magazine, you know, it's a collection of notes and letters that people find on the ground, find on the street, love letters, to-do lists, journal entries. People find this stuff. They send it to us from all around the country. And Found is really about getting that glimpse into other people's lives, having a curiosity about the people we share the world with, and, you know, getting to know what makes them tick. And so a documentary is like a chance to really go in deep. You know, there might be one Found love letter, and you get the tip of the iceberg. You kind of get a glimpse at what's going on in this person's life. Well, a documentary like this, you know, you see the whole iceberg. You know, you get to know these people so deeply and find out it's not just about what you imagine their lives to be like. It's like, we got to see what these kids and their families in Medora, what their lives were really like.
Have you returned to Medora since you finished the film?
Oh, yeah. You know, as Davey said, we grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Both my parents are from Indiana. Both went to IU. My mom is actually from a town smaller than Medora in Indiana, a little town in Benton County. So, yeah, I come back. I'm here for the holidays. I'll always stop in Medora. My favorite thing to do is to go into the school, you know, see some of the kids, see some of the teachers, get some high fives, get some hugs. And, it's just, you know, I was talking to Davey last night, and, you know, that part of the state and of the country will always have such a special place in my heart because I spent so much time there and really learned a lot about myself, about small communities. And so, Jackson County and Medora and the surrounding areas will always be, you know, special to me.